Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together in this place, this day, at this time. Thank you for all that you provide, how we see your hand. If we just look around, look at what's going on in our times and everything that we see you providing, or in some cases taking away as judgment falls. And Lord, we know that everything leads ultimately towards your timing, your timing with when you're going to send your son back to this world for a time to set up a kingdom, a kingdom on earth that we know by your word is 1,000 years, 1,000 years kingdom yet to come when Jesus returns. And we're looking forward as the church, as the body of believers, as those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we're looking forward to that time, or eagerly, for some of us, I believe, hopefully all of us, but with the time seemingly getting more and more trying, I know I'm praying, come Lord Jesus, much more. And so I we will consider that, and we'll look at, you know, what our scripture in Psalm 119 shows, and we just ask for your guidance of your Holy Spirit, that I teach in a way that's meaningful and can be understood, and that it'll bring clarity to a little bit of the Hebrew language, the order. And so we thank you for that language, but we ask you to guide us, and the Holy Spirit to guide us to a greater understanding of it, so we can see the pictures that you paint for us, even in the characters of the Hebrew alphabet. So thank you, Lord, for the all that you've done and all that you continue to do, and having the Holy Spirit to be with us and guide us and help me to teach and help everyone to grow in their understanding of your word. So just we ask for you to bless this time for those that are here in this place that have come. I thank you for each one of them that have come, but I thank you for those who may be listening in too on our website. So thank you, Lord, for preparing us for this time, and I ask for a blessing upon this time. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So I recommend you have your sheets in front of you, the Hebrew alphabet sheet, the first one I handed out to you, and the second one is really the characters picture of the characters. And so those are the first two sheets, and then we handed out the third sheet, which we're working through, which is the Psalm 119. Started with the Aleph, and we got as far as the Daleth on the back of that page. And so I'm going to pick up, like I said, with the Hay in the middle of the back side, and we'll read from our English versions of the Bible, from verses 33 to 40, and then we'll go back and study it from the Hebrew side with our interlinear Bible that I use to give you kind of how it reads in an order in Hebrew. In some cases, I don't have them written on the sheet, but I may give you the Hebrew word. Don't get too hung up with it, but it's just that the Hebrew word for these things that are underlined. So when we get we're going to get to the Hay right away. And so the first thing there on that sheet is teach me. Teach me, O Jehovah, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. And so that teach me in Hebrew, the teach is Yara. And so it begins with that character, the Hay. The Hay starts that picture that God is painting through this. So let's start with the English reading. I'm going to read it in order, the 8 verses. So keep in mind how it reads there, and then we'll look at it in the Hebrew interlinear Bible to kind of give the order of how it reads in Hebrew. Okay, verse 33. Teach me, O Lord. And we know, O Lord is Yahweh, personal name of God. In my interlinear Bible, it's Jehovah. And so the term Jehovah is often used there instead of Yahweh. But actually in Hebrew, I think it's more appropriate for the Yahweh. Yod, He, Vav, He. And I've talked about that name. Teach me, O Lord, Yahweh, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. That's our responsibility. We ask the Lord to teach us, then we're to follow. Keep them. Give me understanding. Let it get into your brain. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, your word, the totality of your word, and obey it with all my heart. Put it in your heart. Direct me, in other words, the guidance. Direct me in the path of your commands. Recognize God's commands and follow it. For there I find delight. And we should delight in the Lord's commands. Verse 36. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Boy, I think that's a phrase that we all ought to concentrate on. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life. Keep me alive. Keep me here according to your word so I can do your will. Doesn't say that, but I added that. Verse 38, fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. And then verse 40, how I long for your precepts, your teachings. Preserve my life, keep me alive, keep me well, in your righteousness. But help me follow his way and keep his word righteously. And so that's the actual English. So if we turn back to the sheet I handed out to you, the hay, the middle of the page, let's do it verse by verse. And I'm going to read it from the sheet as I took it from the interlinear Bible, basically. And the words at the beginning here that are underlined is what follows the hay. The hay begins each line in this eight verses, and then following it are these words. And so verse 33 says, teach me, O Jehovah, or Yahweh, the ways of your statutes, your rules, and I will keep it to the end. So we make a promise back to God. If you just teach me, Lord, I promise I will keep it to the end. Now we know that's virtually impossible. We know we're all fallen, sinful people. And as hard as we may try, we're going to break it. But that doesn't mean we can't be forgiven, and we are forgiven by God because of what, and him sending Jesus. Jesus died for those sins, but we should not do things that are against God's way purposefully. Don't purposefully act upon those desires. You know what's right and wrong. So teach me, O Jehovah, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. And that underlined phrase, teach me, is Yara in Hebrew. And it's the Yod, which is the 10th character of the Hebrew alphabet, the Resh, which I think is the 19th or something like that, and the Aleph is the first character. So Yod, Resh, Aleph is Yara. And then it's followed by make me, make me understand. I will keep and observe your law with my whole heart. That's kind of the promise the writer was making to the Lord, but we should reflect upon that and consider that. Make me understand. And so that make me understand phrase really is captured by one Hebrew word, bayin. Bayin, it's the bait, the second character, the yod, the tenth character, and the nun, the 12th or whatever it is that we'll get to yet. So anyway, that's the phrase that begins this verse. But it's all preceded by the hey. And so the hey is the first character in that line in the Hebrew. And so then we go to the 35, same thing. The hey begins it, but then it's followed by this Hebrew word, which in English we translate, cause me to walk in the way of your commandments, for in it I delight. And that word is similar to the teach me, but it's yarad. It ends in D, the D word, instead of an H word, that was teach me. And so it's yod, resh, daleth. Now, I'm not expecting you to, remember everything in these details. But I encourage you, if you want to study more for yourself into the Hebrew, the Interlinear Bible can help a lot. But it's not for everybody, but it's. I couldn't do without it, I know that. So, verse 36, again, it's translated in the Hebrew, bow my heart to your testimonies and not to unjust gain. So, the word there in Hebrew is natah. Natah is the nun, the teth, and the kehet. Don't worry about it too much, the detail. I'm just telling you what it is. So bow my heart. And then verse 37, turn away my eyes from seeing vanity. In your way, give me life. And I would encourage you to go back on your own, read these as I've got them translated from the Hebrew on here, and compare it to your English translation. It follows pretty close. So, but that would be helpful, I think, if you want to read it in more depth. Verse 37. Basically, the phrase is, turn away my eyes from seeing vanity in your way. Give me life. So the plea. And it's abar. Abar is the Hebrew word there, which is the ayin, the bait, and the resh. Three characters. Verse 38, make sure to your servant, your word, who is devoted to your fear. Now, that doesn't read very well, but that's basically, how it reads. Turn away my eyes from seeing vanity in your way to give me life. And the word in Hebrew there is abar, A-B-A-R, and it would be in the Hebrew, ayin, be'et, and resh. So that's the start of it, after the hey that began the whole phrase. Verse 38, make sure to your servant your word who is devoted to your fear. Again, it doesn't always read smoothly when you translate it from the Hebrew into English, but make sure is the Hebrew word quam, and it's the quaff, which is really the nape of the neck pictured, and then it's followed by the vav and followed by the final pay, which is the P word. So that's what makes up that phrase, quam. Then 39, again, Turn away my reproach. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for your judgments are good. And abar is the word there. A-B-A-R, which is, let's see, the ayin, the bait, and the resh. Ayin, the bait, and resh. And then the final one is, behold, I have longed for your precepts and your righteousness. Give me life. And the word there that's used for the Hebrew is hina. And that's kind of the hey sound, and then the noon, and followed by another hey sound. So, hina, behold, I have longed for your precepts and your righteousness. Give me life. So, anyway, I know all that probably doesn't fully register with you, but just you use this sheet and as much as you want to follow up and study a little bit more on the Hebrew. I guess I would recommend that you get a... Yeah,
sorry,
Donna.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yep. That verse 38.
Yep.
Make sure to your servant, your word, who is devoted to your care. In my Bible, it says, establish thy word unto thy servant.
Yep. So you're reading in a literal English.
Right.
Which makes sense to us. But if you try to read it in Hebrew, it's going to be kind of choppy.
It is a little choppy. It's a little discouraging when you try to figure this stuff
out. No, I'm not trying to make you become Hebrew experts by any means.
No, I don't.
But it's to give you, and the reason I'm even doing this is because we're doing Psalms, and I waited on Psalm 119 until the very end of going through all the Psalms.
Yeah.
And so we're completing that process. And what I found interesting to me, actually, this is what started my interest in the Hebrew. Not that I'm an expert or anything by it, but it got me interested when I taught on the Psalms way back when and saw those headings in my Bible with each character of the Hebrew alphabet to each eight verses, and that it followed. And well, who would do that? Who can put that together like that? And I just believe it had to be the Holy Spirit's guidance to help the writer. We don't know who the writer is for sure on Psalm 119. Some think it might be David, but he's not given credit for it. So,
how much time do you think you studied to learn the alphabet? Can I ask?
I've studied a lot.
Okay.
And I've just on preparing this for you guys and for me. How many hours did we spend, Karen? I mean,
a lot.
Because I had to figure things out to put it in Hebrew. Karen was there to help me she did the underlining of some of these things, so it flows. You know, so without her help, it would have taken me a whole lot longer. I was about ready to throw in the towel, to be honest with you. I didn't know how I was going to present this in a reasonable way to understand. So Donna, don't feel bad if you don't get it. You know, you're not the only one. Totally. So don't get all tied up in a knot in trying to study this. But I think we need to marvel. For me, marvel at God's word. This is an example of how intricate, how meaningful it can be, and in particular the Hebrew language. I've said before this class, and you haven't been here the last couple of weeks, Donna, and maybe I've said it when you've been here before too, but I personally believe there's a pretty strong chance, I would put it, that Hebrew will be the language in eternity, in the millennial kingdom and on into eternity. But God may have a different plan for us, because He can relate to all languages. You know, we know that. He can hear prayers in whatever language the person is lifting him up in. So God is not limited to a specific language, but I think Hebrew represents, if you study Hebrew, a picture. It's an Eastern language. It paints a picture of what God is saying in a way that perhaps even a Greek interpretation of it would not have the same broad picture of it.
Another comment too is the Lord said that He will save every tribe, people from every tribe coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So He is able to get through the English and all the other. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. There's a little ditty, and if you look on YouTube, it's the Hebrew alphabet song, and it's very cute. And to this day, when I went to Dallas, I started that first, and it's in my head right now.
Oh, and good. Would you want to share with us?
Take off. Anyway, if you're interested, go. But just know this, that it's sufficient in the English, and then we have teachers who are able to help us understand it.
Okay, so I think I'm done with the hay, and we'll move on to the Vav section, and I'll read it in the English first. You can follow in your Bibles, your translations, because we know when we read it in English, whatever translation you use, somebody else has a different version, and so it may not follow exactly, but just compare. Verse 41. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord. And again, the Lord is Yahweh. Your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts, your teachings. I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame. For I delight in your word, in your commands, because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love. And I meditate on your decrees. You know, it might just take a psalm like this, or any psalm that's, and just read it over and over again, and see what God, you know, does with it for you. I think it can be helpful. These have lovely readings and encouragement in our continuing process to study God's word and to grow in our understanding. So, all right, I'm going to go on to the Vav. Again, this is interesting because the Vav, that character, as I depict it, is kind of like a hook or a nail. And that's kind of the meaning of that character, as I've told you. I think on the sheet, a nail, a hook, or a peg. This is why I think, because God is gives us such detail using the Hebrew language to paint a picture. And I believe that's why I think the picture of the Vav is the nail. And every time I hear that term, the Vav. Now, the Vav is used often because it can mean just and. It can mean and, to put phrases together. It can connect phrases. It can do various things. It's probably one of the most used Hebrew characters that we have. And so you'll see it when I go through the sheet. And the Vav often is connected to just the little word in English, and. So it connects things. So as I read through this, all the lines except one, or actually two as we type this, number 46 and 41, start, all the rest of them start with the and. And so it represents that the Vav is the first character there in this phrase. But we have the first one, 41, that really says, let come to me your mercies, O Jehovah Yahweh, by your salvation according to your word. Now when you read that, well, what did that mean? Let, we're pleading, we're asking, come to me, you know, let me understand, your, and receive your mercies. I mean, how many times do we need God's mercy in our lives? In what's happening in our times, in our days? And then it calls him by name, his personal name of God, Jehovah or Yahweh. And then it ends with, by your salvation. Now, Jesus hadn't come yet when this was written. And so how does God give his people his salvation, your salvation, capital Y? And it's a promise. It's a promise that he would. And we have the promise we can look back on, because Jesus did come. He did come and went to the cross and died. And so I believe when we read this, it was a message then of recognizing God's salvation being provided, or will be provided, according to your word. His word tells us. How can we believe it? Because his word is true. And this is what I think our culture, you know, the non-believers, just don't get it. And that's so sad, because they don't take this book. You know, when you realize how this book has been protected over the centuries. I mean, how many other books have really been protected, you know, that are the same as they were when they were given? And we can trust it. So anyway, I just want to emphasize that. But let me go through it line by line. Verse 41 kind of translates, let come to me. It doesn't start with an and, but there could be an and in there. Let come to me your mercies, O Jehovah or Yahweh, by your salvation according to your word. Verse 42, this one does begin in our translation with an and. And the and is just simply pictures the Vav. Can literally mean and I will answer my reprover a word, for I trust in your word. So God is our reprover, and so we can trust his word. Verse 43, and not deliver from my mouth the word of truth, till very much for in your judgments I have hoped. Now that doesn't read very well. But that's how we had to translate it into English, as it's written in Hebrew. And so I think you can shift words around there a little bit and probably make more sense out of it. And not deliver from my mouth the word of truth, till very much for in your judgments I have hoped. Verse 44. And I shall keep your law continually forever and ever. Now that one reads pretty good. That should be understandable to anyone. And I shall keep. That's our promise to God. I shall keep your law continually, unending. And for how long? Forever and ever. Add an extra emphasis on it. Verse 45. And I will walk. So as I go from place to place and move around, and this says and I will walk in the wideness, the totality of your commands I seek. verse 46. There it should have an and. I don't know why it didn't in the translation, but there is a vav that begins this phrase, and so it should be, and I will speak of your testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed. So that's a promise from the writer to God. I will speak of your testimonies, your word, your everything you've given me before kings, before high ups. You know, why do we have so much lying going on in our culture, in our highest levels of authority? It's because they don't respect it. They don't respect the truth. You know, the truth will set you free. You know, and so truth has lost its punch, I would say, because we're not listening to God. I will speak of your testimonies before kings and so forth. Verse 47, and I will delight myself in your commands, which I have loved. And verse 48, and I will lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. So it kind of repeats it in a different way. So anyway, that concludes our first page, the first six characters. I want to get through one or two more maybe. If you can be patient, I'll read quickly. The Zayin is next, the seventh character in the Hebrew alphabet, which is really like a tomahawk or a hatchet, the picture of it. And it means to cut or to carve out. And the first word in English, when we read the English of this, is remember. And I like that because I think of the Zayin. The Zayin is a picture of how do we remember? We got to carve it into our minds. If you're going to remember something, you got to get it in there. Keep it in there. And so why do we take communion every Sunday? We don't want to forget. Do not forget what he has done and his promises. And so remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord Yahweh, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night I remember your name, O Lord Yahweh, and I will keep the promise. I will keep your law. Verse 56, this has been my practice. I obey your precepts. And just quickly, I'm going to run through these. You can study them a little bit closer. Every one of these beginning phrases, which we've underscored there, begins with the character, the Zayin, the Z character. So the first one, remember the word to your servant on which you made me hope, is Zakar, Z-A-K-A-R. 50, it starts with this is, but really the this is Zeh, Z-E-H in Hebrew. My comfort, this is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. 51, the proud, the Hebrew word again is Zed, very close to Zeh, the one above it. Zed, that's proud, have scorned me till very much from your law not I have veered. Again, another sentence that kind of is awkward, but that's the way it reads. 52, again, I remember, Zakar, your judgments from of old, Jehovah, and I take comfort. 53, hot zeal is the term there that's translated in the Hebrew. Zelophath has seized me because of the wicked forsaking your law. 54, the songs, which is the Hebrew word Zamir, again starting with that same character, the Zayin, have been to me your statutes in the house of my pilgrimages. 55, again, I have remembered, Zakar, in the night, your name, O Jehovah, and have kept your law. And then verse 56 is another this, and that Zay was done to me, for your commands I kept. So I'll leave it at that for your further review, and I just want to finish what we're doing today. I'm not quite as far along as I wanted to be, but I guess I've expounded a little more than I thought I would. The Kehet is the eighth character in the Hebrew alphabet, and I'm going to read it from the English. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love. O Lord, teach me your decrees. And real quickly, I'll just run through what I have in the words that relate to this Kehet. Kehet, you can't really do justice with it in the English because it usually is written with a line underneath it, with kind of that thing. So, but I use the CH sound. It's Kehet. And so my portion is Jehovah. I have said to keep your words. And the Hebrew word there is kelkek. I entreated, in the Hebrew word kelah, your face with my whole heart. And then there's another one, kananan, according to your word. So there's two of them with the kehet sound in that line. 59, I thought on, which is Keshab, my ways, and turn my feet to your testimonies. 60, I hurried, kahush, and not did delay to keep your commands. Verse 61, the cords, kabel, the wicked hem me in, your law not, I have forgotten. 62, at halves of, which is katswa, the night I will rise to give thanks to you because of the judgments, your righteous. 63, a companion, kabar, I am of all who fear you and of those keeping your precepts. And then 64, your mercy, which is kesed. And I'm going to end with that because it says, your mercy, O Jehovah, fills the earth, your statutes, kakwa, teach me. And I'll finish with, I'm finishing in a good place here, because that Hebrew word, kesed, is our granddaughter's middle name. So that's a good place to stop and remember where we are. So anyway, let's pray and prepare ourselves for a time of worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time you give us. We thank you for this challenge that you have given each one of us to grow in our understanding of your word, much of it in the original language. And I know that's a challenge. And we have English and we can study it in English, but sometimes there's importance to study it in the original languages as well. So thank you, Lord, for the totality of your word. We thank you for helping us by the guidance of your Holy Spirit to put something here together that can maybe help us to follow a little bit with the Hebrew language. And so now we just pray ahead of time here, Lord, for a time of worship. We ask that the people that come into this place will be blessed in our time of worship. We pray each part of our time of worship will be a blessing. We pray for the prayers that will be lifted up, pray for answers to prayers. And if answers have been received in prayers, that those who have received answers would give a testimony to it. It encourages all of us. So I just thank you ahead of time, Lord, for any answered prayers. And I then pray for each part of our service, our fellowship time, greeting one another, our time, our music that we're singing. So I pray for the songs that we lift up, be a blessing to each one hearing and singing. And then I pray for the word we will share from Genesis in the reading, and then Raymond's teaching on that. And so I just ask for a blessing on the totality of our worship service, and I pray that you'll leave each one of us with having been bettered by coming into this place of worship and study, and can be blessed as they go back out into the world and share the word, share your word with others, maybe those who don't know it at all, or some very little, to encourage them and to challenge them to grow in their understanding and their love of your word, but in their faith. So I just ask for a blessing upon all that have heard and those that will yet hear our worship service. We pray in Jesus' name.